Running a business is no cakewalk, but with SAP Concur Solutions, you can be ready for anything. You can manage travel, expenses, and AP all on one platform that's packed with AI and best practices, and that delivers it all through an easy, clear, I can't believe how simple that is experience. So, while not much can be done about that guy who never fails to burn the microwave popcorn and stink up the entire office, with SAP Concur, you can easily handle almost anything else. Take control of your business finances today at concur.com. That's concur.com. Working remotely, where you are shouldn't dictate what you do. Work from the road by turning your vehicle into a reliable high-speed data Wi-Fi hotspot with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. On the network that covers more roads than any other carrier, take your work on the road and AT&T will be there to keep you connected. Connect up to 10 devices and stream conference calls, finish up that presentation, or answer last-minute emails. Why wait? Go to att.com/in-car Wi-Fi today for free trial eligibility. Based on independent third-party data, number of devices varies by manufacturer. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Bedeta. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Vilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, acclaimed comics writer and notorious Scott Summers hater, Rosie Knight.
Well, hello, Emmy-winning podcaster and totally unbiased Targaryen royal supporter, Jason Concepcion.
Somehow the X-Ray Vision podcast has returned.
And like always, we'll be here every week.
You'll hear from TV writers, actors, comics creators, pop culture critics.
Nothing is off the table.
Listen to X-Ray Vision on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Brought to you by the reinvented 2012 Camry. It's ready. Are you?
Get in touch with technology with Tech Stuff from HowStuffWorks.com.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the podcast. My name is Chris Paulette. I'm an editor here at How Stuff Works, and sitting next to me, as usual, is senior writer Jonathan Strickland.
Hey there, big guy.
Hey. You know, that's a pretty sensitive spot for a lot of people, talking about big.
Yeah.
Of course, it's the beginning of the year or early in the year, so some people are trying to follow through with that New Year's resolution. Lose a few pounds.
Yeah, and of course, we cover tech stuff, obviously. One of the interesting things about technology is it's supposed to make our lives easier. But one of the drawbacks is that by making our lives easier, we tend to adopt a more sedentary lifestyle.
I can't imagine what you would mean. You know, I'm comfortable sitting at my desk for 8 hours a day staring at the monitor.
And then going home and playing 4 or 5 hours of Wii. Unleashed.
It's funny you would mention the Wii.
Yeah. The Wii, actually Nintendo is really good about tackling this problem. When they designed the Wii, they came up with an idea that they wanted to target this to sort of non-traditional gaming communities. When you think about video gamers, you often think about those guys who have the headsets on with the microphone up and they've got the control in their hands. They're leaning forward and they're yelling obscenities into the mic as they gun down their friends online. And I mean, I know that's how I am, but
that would be the Xbox crew.
That would be the Xbox crew. And I, you know what, represent. But Nintendo decided what they wanted to do was stop competing with those guys and to create a system that appealed to a broader audience. And so that's where kind of the Wii came out. They were like, you know what? We want to concentrate on gameplay. We're not concerned with being the most graphically advanced. We're not concerned with having the best sound. We don't care so much about all of those kind of elements. We want to make a system that's fun for everyone to play, whether they have been playing video games since they were 3 or if they're 70 years old and had never played a video game before. And they were very successful with the Wii. In fact, it's still hard to find a Wii sometimes. I mean, you go to
what do you mean sometimes?
Yeah. Well, once in a while you'll run across one, but they're pretty rare. Well, they came up with another great idea, which was this wonderful little pad called the Wii Fit. And it's a combination of this, this pad, which is really kind of a console almost, that hooks up to your Wii, that has sensors in it, and some exercise software. And boy, did that take off.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I own Wii Fit.
Do you?
So, yeah, so it
comes, I also do.
You,
yes, I do.
Tell me that.
Yeah.
The balance board is pretty cool because, when you unwrap it and you it requires its own set of batteries and it syncs with, the Wii using Bluetooth. It's really kind of funny because what I didn't realize when I first, you know, pulled it out of the box and set it up, it's got a scale in it.
Yes.
Which, you know, then one of the very first things you do in Wii Fit is you basically put yourself in the game, you know, say, this is me. And it says, well, you know, how tall are you? Well, you know, what kind of clothes are you wearing? And then it takes your weight and, it says, well, and it gives you a readout of how heavy you are, and then it gives you an idea of how, you know, your BMI, which is the body mass index.
Right.
Which is theoretically a reasonable facsimile of how healthy you are based on your height and weight.
And it also will make your Mii pudgy if you happen to be carrying a few extra pounds.
And will also make your very small children worry about their weight, as I'm finding out from personal experience.
Wow.
Because I'm not sure that they took young children into
account.
Into consideration,
yeah.
Because, anyway.
Well, yeah. Well, let's just say that my me could substitute as a bowling ball. So, that's not that
Violet,
bad.
Violet.
It's not that bad. I'm not that out of shape. But I'm carrying around a few extra pounds. I haven't even created one on my Wii yet because my wife and I are actually in the process of converting our guest room into a digital exercise room.
Really?
Yeah, and the Wii Fit is playing a major role in that plan. And so we got a new plasma TV, and we got the Wii Fit is a small plasma TV. We didn't go out crazy. Actually, I'm sorry, it was an LCD. We couldn't afford the plasma. We went with the LCD TV.
Yeah, yeah.
So anyway,
some of us still don't have an HD TV of any kind.
It's pretty, and so we got we've got the Wii Fit, and then we picked up an extra Xbox, the old Xbox, not the 360, so that we could hook up
so that you could sit sedentary and blow people away.
No,
I got it.
No, we have the Dance Dance Revolution gamepad as well. So
it gets you moving.
Exactly.
So there you go.
So, you know, that the Wii Fit really was designed specifically from the ground up as a game and system that would allow you to exercise and practice, you know, healthy habits. It's really, you know, it's just like any kind of exercise regimen. It's just part of what you need to be doing in order to have a healthy lifestyle. No one should ever expect technology to solve all their problems. It's going to take a lot of work on your end to do it as well.
That's true. I mean, Wii Fit has a pretty decent selection of yoga in the game, which really doesn't require you to, you know, do a whole lot. You do the yoga poses, which is very good, you know.
Yeah.
So that's one part of it. And then it's got some other things too, where you can work on your balance and posture.
Right.
All kinds of games like walking on a tightrope or trying to get a marble in a hole, sort of like in the old marble game
Madness.
Yeah. Or, the kind that the physical game you had the two different dimensions and you're trying to make the ball roll down through the maze and into the hole.
You went analog on me.
Yeah, I didn't go analog. Sorry. Essentially you have to lean a certain direction and it does help you with your balance, but there's a long distance running game and let's be honest. You're basically jogging in place. And it's not like you are going out and running a 10K in real life or anything like that. Mm-hmm. But again, sort of like DDR, you do get up, you do get moving, maybe get the heart rate up a little bit.
Right.
So, I mean, we're not talking hardcore
exercise.
But yeah, get your heart rate up a little bit. It's not bad.
And they also have strength training as well.
True. That's true.
I've done a little bit of that as well. Not that you could tell. But, So yeah, so going back to the Dance Dance Revolution, now that was a game that was just sort of designed, it was this fun interface where, you know, you follow the instructions on the screen and try and, you know, make sure that you hit the pad in the right spot at the right time. It's a rhythm game. But they also have an exercise mode where it keeps track of how many calories you're theoretically burning, assuming you're doing everything that the screen is telling you to do and not just sitting on the ground and hitting the pad while the arrows come up. But, the issue there is, you know, do you get your heart rate up high enough and sustain it long enough for it to be considered aerobic exercise? And a lot of people say, not really. Mm-hmm. It's better than sitting still. Don't get me wrong. You know, if you're going to be sitting still instead, it's better than nothing, but it doesn't replace real exercise or like jogging or something like that. And some people will tell me, hey, you know, the way I play Dance Dance Revolution, my heart rate gets racing. And that could be true. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about kind of generalities here.
Right.
So those are like, you know, you can actually use video games to help you stay healthy or even get in shape. But that's not the only tech we can talk about.
No. Actually, it's not even the only Wii game. Wii Fit is not, sorry, not Dance Dance Revolution. Wii Fit is not even the only Wii software that helps you with or attempts to help you with your fitness level. Ubisoft has a whole series of my fill in the blank here coach. You know, they have my word coach, my Spanish coach. But for the Wii, they have my fitness coach.
Oh yeah.
And it's got a similar kind of feel to it. It helps you work on weight loss, upper body, lower body strength, your flexibility, cardio fitness, and it offers different kinds of activities like yoga, Pilates, kickboxing, strength training, and a weight loss routine. And they even have one for the Nintendo DS called My Weight Loss Coach. Mm-hmm. And it even comes with a pedometer.
Right.
To get you walking. And based on your nutrition and your physical activity, it kind of helps you, it kind of gives you some guidance trying to work on weight loss.
Right. It becomes a virtual personal trainer, really.
Yeah. Yeah. And, that actually reminds me of another product that you mentioned to me, and I don't know if you've had a lot of time to look it up, but the Body Bug. Remember that?
I do remember that.
Yeah.
I haven't had a chance to look at it at all. I heard what it's supposed to do.
Yeah.
And I was immediately curious and a little skeptical.
Well, I can understand why when I actually went to the site to look at it. It's an electronic device by Apex Fitness, and it monitors the calories you burn. It's actually a little thing that you wear on your arm, an electronic device that you wear on your arm, and it's got an accelerometer in it. It measures your heat flux and your galvanic skin response.
Ah, okay.
And your skin temperature.
So it's a biometric device as well.
Essentially, yes. It's calculating how much you're sweating, how warm you are, and the accelerometer is judging how much you're moving. So if you can, you know, get your arm wet and warm and then move it around a lot, it will think you're losing weight.
So if you were to, say, step outside in June in Atlanta, it would think you were losing weight.
I'm making jokes because I don't, it's actually gotten some rave reviews.
Yeah.
But it's actually more than just that. Really, there's a service. A web program that has where you log your food, what you're eating. You tell it basically your age, your gender, your height, and your weight. And based on the information that you get back from the arm monitor, it can sort of give you an idea of where you are, how much you're actually using, as far as, you know, you're supposed to have, for example, 1,000 calories a day, and you're taking in 1,200 calories a day, and you're only burning 800. Well, you're gaining weight in that situation.
Right.
So it can kind of give you an idea. It's like, yes, you are burning calories. No, you're not burning calories. And it will also, if you sign up for a subscription, a 6-month subscription, you actually get to talk to somebody. You get a phone session with an expert who can kind of help you through the process. They even have, they have three basic, levels. You can buy you can just get the web program without any of the digital stuff, the gear itself, for $99. That's the 6-month subscription. And then with the armband, it's $249. And then there's even a digital wrist monitor that gives you an idea of what's going on at any given time, so that you don't have to, you know, I guess, download the information. But that's almost $350, $348.95.
Wow.
So it's not inexpensive, but
no.
You know, if it works as well as the reviews say, it might be something worth looking into.
Yeah.
I mean, especially if you're actually going out and getting some exercise and not, as we were joking about, trying to fool the monitor into believing that you're exercising.
Yeah, what's the point at that point?
Yeah, that would be like...
If you spent $350 on a wristband, then I hope you're not trying to cheat it.
Well, that would be like the Wii Fit and doing the running, long-distance running thing. Really, all you have to do is shake the remote upside, you know, up and down, and you're fooling it into thinking you're running.
Well,
so
I
really kind of defeats the purpose.
I made it think I lost weight by putting my Jack Russell Terrier on it and saying it was me.
I have no response to that.
It says I'm not very healthy.
Really?
Yeah, apparently I've lost everything but my head.
But you work like a dog.
I do. I lie like one too.
Yeah.
So, that's a pretty expensive, way. But let's say that you already have, let's say that you're one of those people who bought an iPhone.
Uh huh.
There are several iPhone apps.
Oh, that's true.
Geared towards weight loss. I have a few actually I can mention. There's several that are more about, you know, your nutrition and your diet. For instance, Restaurant Nutrition is a free application that you can get. It has nutritional information for foods from various restaurant chains. So things like Arby's and McDonald's or Chili's or whatever.
Right.
Big nationwide chains. It has information on the basic foods you find there. So you can kind of get an idea of, you know, should I really get that Whopper? This will tell you, no, you shouldn't. But I could come
in. That
was
an easy answer, you know.
Yeah. But there are other ones. There's the livestrong.com calorie tracker that logs calories it will tell you how many it's kind of similar to what you were talking about with the body bug. It lets you log calories, tells you how many calories you would lose through exercise if, you know, you tell it how much you've exercised that day. So it essentially tracks your caloric intake and tells you whether or not you're taking in more calories or you're burning up more calories. It's a good way to kind of keep track of how you're doing from that perspective. But there are other ones as well. There's, iFitness.
Mm-hmm.
That lets you create and organize a workout routine so that you can target whatever body parts you specifically want to target when you're working out. Gym Goal Lite, which is another similar application that also lets you create workouts. And then there's Runkeeper, which some of the people here at our office probably would like. We've got some marathon runners in our office.
That's true.
And Runkeeper uses the GPS in the iPhone to keep track of your location when you're running. So it can tell you how far you ran. It can kind of give you an estimation of how fast you ran. It can even create a map of your route, the route that you ran, including things like elevation. Like if you went up hills and things like that. And it can tell you kind of all this information, give you a complete rundown. Now, that could be very helpful for someone who is training for something like a marathon, you know, especially if you know the route of the marathon ahead of time and you know, hey, you know what? There's a mile and a half long stretch where it's a slight upgrade. I need to train so that I hit an upgrade at that time so I know that my body is ready to go through that kind of torture. So Runkeeper can actually help you out with that.
Speaking of personal experience, that's really important to remember whether or not there are hills.
Yeah, I would imagine so. I don't run unless someone is chasing me.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Every other day.
I was going to say, it's probably fairly often.
Well, you know.
Yeah. You'll notice that that a lot of these have similar themes, basically tracking what you eat and exercise. Really, those are going to be something that you'll find in virtually all of these products. And you know, I think one of the advantages that some of these things have, is that, they make it fun to work on your weight. I mean, you guys who are listening to us, are tech people. So you're the kind of person or you're the kind of people who like to mess with gadgets and software and things. If you're the kind of person who wants to lose weight, looking into something like this might be good because if it can make it more enjoyable for you to stick with the program, you're probably more likely to actually lose some weight and get into a healthy routine. And that's what virtually all of these is about.
Yeah, it really helps with your motivation. Like we said before, a lot of this, actually most of it depends upon you. So if you bring it, they can help you out. But I have one other tech thing
I'm betting I know what it is because I was going to mention it too.
Yeah, there's
like if you're particularly involved with sitting at your computer and that's what you really like to do.
Right. There's one gadget that we would be remiss if we did not mention it when we're talking about getting in touch. And that is, of course, go ahead, Chris.
The Hulu chair.
Yes, the Hulu chair, also known as the Hawaiian chair. If you have not seen the videos, go to YouTube, type in Hulu chair, and don't drink anything at all when the video comes up because you will lose it completely. I'm not really convinced that this does anything other than give your anyone who looks at you full ammunition to make fun of you for the foreseeable future.
But, and I mean this as a compliment even to the manufacturer, it's really funny.
Yeah.
It's really funny.
The entertainment value cannot be overstated. There's no way you could go beyond.
Is it even better than the virtual bull riding thing that they had at CES 2008?
CES 2008. Paulette and I, long day at CES. We're looking around. We come to this booth that's filled with massage chairs.
All kinds of massage chairs, sizes and features and stuff.
And they were very, very enticing at that point of the day. But they also had a saddle, an like electronic saddle. Yeah, like a mechanical bull, but without the bull, just the saddle part. And the idea is that you sat on it and then you would try and stay, not like trying to stay on it because it wasn't going to try and buck you off, but that you tried to keep your, you know, a vertical base, try and stay upright. And that would work, your muscles. Really, it depended on who got up there, whether or not it was really funny or, you know, you felt uncomfortable watching. I'm just going to leave it at that.
Yeah.
Well, that's a great discussion about tech getting in shape. So I would like to invite our listeners, if you want us to talk about a specific topic or you have comments on something that we've already addressed, please write to us. We have a great email address just for us now. It's called techstuff@howstuffworks.com. And we would love to hear from you. We really enjoy when we get to cater these to our listeners. Otherwise, it's just me and Chris sitting around saying, huh, what do you think would be fun to talk about?
That's true.
So, and if you want to learn more about a lot of these items, we have information on many of the things we've talked about already up live right now at howstuffworks.com, and we'll talk to you again soon. Now, let's go exercise, hit the track.
All right.
For more on this and thousands of other topics, visit howstuffworks.com.
Brought to you by the reinvented 2012 Camry. It's ready. Are you?
Running a business is no cakewalk, but with SAP Concur Solutions, you can be ready for anything. You can manage travel, expenses, and AP all on one platform that's packed with AI and best practices, and that delivers it all through an easy, clear, I can't believe how simple that is experience. So, while not much can be done about that guy who never fails to burn the microwave popcorn and stink up the entire office, with SAP Concur, you can easily handle almost anything else. Take control of your business finances today at concur.com. That's concur.com.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf at Adam. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to brand new on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, acclaimed comics writer and notorious Scott Summers hater, Rosie Knight.
Well, hello, Emmy-winning podcaster and totally unbiased Targaryen royal supporter, Jason Concepcion.
Somehow the X-Ray Vision podcast has returned.
And like always, we'll be here every week.
You'll hear from TV writers, actors, comics creators, pop culture critics.
Nothing is off the table.
Listen to X-Ray Vision on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey parents, looking for something fun to listen to in the car with your kids? Blippi and Mika have a brand new podcast. Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. Each week, the Blippi Mobile will take your kids to amazing places. Your kids will learn awesome new things about the places and things they see and hear. It's a fun, interactive listening experience for the whole family. Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.